I recently read through the book of Job again in the Bible, but something hit me stronger than ever before when I was reading. The entire concept of why Job was written, it centers around a bet is not the right word, of course, but a discussion that God has with Satan about Job. And their disagreement, God and Satan, was that Job was an upright person and would not curse God no matter what was thrown into his path. And Satan, a couple different times, came to God and said, he will curse you if you do this to him, or if you take this away from him, he will curse you. But the part that really got my attention is, what was that cursing? It was words. It was cursing, was words, speaking curses against God with your mouth, words. I thought, wow, I mean, we know in theory how important our words are. And we know the verse in Proverbs that life and death are in the power of the tongue. So in a general sense, we have in our mind that our words are very important. But I don't think we bring it into our everyday life like it is an essential thing. What we say, what we don't say. If in January, probably more than any other month, we are paying attention to our health. Many people are using maybe an app or notebook paper to jot down what you eat, or how much protein you eat, or how many carbs you eat, or how much water you drink, or how much you're exercising. And we're journaling these things because we want a specific outcome, and we want to know exactly what we're eating, what we're not eating, what we're putting in our mouth, and what we're not putting in our mouth. But Jesus said in the New Testament, it's not as important what you put in your mouth as what comes out of your mouth, because that's what's in your heart. And just the amazing, it kind of slapped me in the face, really, reading the book of Job this time. The amazing power of God and Satan arguing over one human being, whether or not he would use his words to curse God. And a lot happened to Job. Pressure, 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 grief, burdens, trials laid on him to see if he would use his words against God. Wow, his words? God thought verbal curses were that important, that he was willing to allow Job to go through this? Words. Wow. That shows us how God sees our words. Maybe we need to have an app on our phone. If we want to live life the way that God feels is important, maybe the app we need to have on our phone is, how many words of encouragement did I speak today? Like a 2,000 calorie diet, did I speak enough kind words, life-giving words, encouraging words? Or maybe a low-carb diet. Did I curb my tongue? Did I stay silent when I wanted to lash out in anger or be impatient or speak death words? I mean, this is on another level. If God is willing to allow a human being as a demonstration to lose everything they have, to see if their words toward him will stay right or not, I don't think we could put any higher value on our words than that. So that really convicted me when Job's friends came, and most of the book of Job is Job's quote friends letting him know what they thought about what was happening in their life, using their words in a wrong way to hurt instead of to help. All of Job is about words, the entire book. It is the oldest book in our Bible, so God started with that chronologically. A book about the importance of words. Do you know when God turned the captivity of Job, when he changed his time of suffering and trial and horrific grief, when God decided to change that and start blessing him again? Do you know when it was? When he prayed for his friends. When Job used his words to ask God to bless and forgive his friends. Words. All of that was words. Prayer is words. There isn't anything else that's more important than this in our entire lives. I hope that I am very passionate about this, and I'm very convicted, and I'm very humbled, and I very much want to be aware of all of my words. I want to count them like you would on a diet app or a health app, or you want to take your blood pressure to see what number those are. That's life. That's physical life. But spiritual life, eternal spiritual life, God judges it in words. Wow. I hope that I can get across to you how important this is. It's more important than I have ever even thought of before. And it really is going to help me to concentrate on what is coming out of my mouth and what is not coming out of my mouth. I hope, friends, that you'll join me in this, because we don't know how many days we have on this earth. But God definitely considers our words as blessings or as curses. And it's super, super important to him. Let's think about that, especially this week. Lots of words to give life, as few words as possible to give death to every person that we see in the next 7 days. Love you. Have a great week. Let's walk in love. We love God through loving others.